this is the long view, the big view. And so the strategy that these people have been using, and I've studied this for a long time, and they're very clear about it. If you get to their documents and their books, and you'll find they're very frank about the way to take over a system is to divide it and to get everybody at each other's throat. And, you know, it's the concept of us against them. And if you can get violence in the streets, the communists were masters of this in the day of communist revolutions and so forth. They have written textbooks on this. And I studied those as a young guy. I was really curious about how these things work. And they say, go into a country, and if we're interested in taking over that country from the inside, so the way you do it is you look for something where there is a potential division. Now, in some countries, it might be religion. There might be a great clash of religion in some area. Right. In others, it might be racial. In others, it might be economic status. Whatever it is, let's find what it is, and we will try and go into both sides, and we will agitate one side against the other, and until finally we can, if we generate violence ourselves, we'll actually hire people who are experts at this, but also we'll use inflammatory propaganda so that we'll bring out of the woodwork people who are innocent. And we see this going on right now in America today, the left versus the right. There's no difference between them. And you look who's financing these people. I think we were talking a moment ago about there's a demonstration or a protest coming up, and Antifa is busing in people from all over the country. Well, who's paying for these buses?
Right.
This is not a grassroots movement. This is funded. This is orchestrated. This is theater. And the idea is that if you can get the left fighting the right, or they think they're left and right and so forth because they've been told, or some white nationalists who are fed up with being told that they're hateful people and they don't like all of the privileges given to these violent black groups and so forth, funded by George Soros. They think that's not fair. How come these people can get away with violence and hatred and they call us the haters and so they get mad? They really get ticked off. And so this is the trick. They're trying to get people from both sides, the genuine people, fooled and angered and blinded by passion and hatred, and now we really have a race war, you see. But it wouldn't never have happened if it hadn't been orchestrated and financed and strategized from the very beginning. So when you ask me the question, what's my take on it, I see this merely as the continuation of this strategy that has been known by political scientists for a long time. This is nothing new. There's nothing mysterious. You can go to any well-stocked library and get books on this strategy, you see.